And we have Cindy Hendricks on the phone with us. Cindy's the head librarian over at Appleton Public Library. And Cindy, how long have we been doing this show? A long time, huh?
Yeah, I wonder, you know, you should look that up because it has been quite a few years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it all started at an event we were both at. And you interviewed me.
Okay, I remember that. Yeah, sure. Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. And after that... We started talking, and then we started the show, I guess.
That's right.
And here we are still doing it.
Yep. Still the number one ranked show on the radio station.
I don't know if that...
Well, I
imagine some sporting show might beat us out, don't you think?
No, I think the polka show on Saturday afternoon is number one, I think. It's always will be number one.
Oh, well, so. You know, you can't be number one at everything.
No. We're close, though.
Yeah, we're close,
all right.
Definitely.
All right, tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy.
Well, we are open by appointment, so keep that in mind. We're still doing that, and so what you do is you just call us at the library. You set up a time. We meet you at the door. And we let you in the library, and you can do 15 minutes of browsing, or you can go on the computer, or do, you know, make copies, do all sorts of different things like that. And so keep that in mind. We also are offering curbside pickup. We, you know, order materials for you, or you can do this all online, all sorts of things like that. And just keep that in mind, and if you're in town and you're just like, oh, I forgot to call and make an appointment, just call us, and if we're able to get you in, we will let you in the door. You know, we just want to make sure that you can get all the reading materials that you want and try to be as flexible as we can, but right now the building is locked, so we have to let you in the building, and we'd love to see you, so, you know, always keep that in mind. Give us a call. We're just trying to work out whatever we can to get people in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, those books are important. At least in my life, they are. And I'm sure they are in a lot of other people's lives, too.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
What goes hand in hand with that is we've got the Adult Winter Reading Program. And so all you need to do is you read books and you earn prizes while you're doing it. And you just register, and we give you a bag. We keep track of how many books that you read, and as you work your way along, you earn prizes. And then we do weekly drawings for that as well. And so if you're interested in that, give us a call, and we can get you registered for that. We still have a couple of take-and-make projects left for our adult winter or our adult take-and-make. It was canvas painting. Take and make project. You could make a couple of different things, a state of Minnesota or a heart. And so, like I said, we have a couple of those projects left. Make sure that you give us a call and let us know if you're interested. We offer weekly take and make projects. In fact, this week we are having a snowflake project for kids, and they are so adorable. Make sure you call us and get a hold of these, because I think they're going to be going really quite quickly since we were closed on Monday. Anyway, so keep those things in mind. Always watch for the different take and make projects we have. We offer them for children, teens, adults, you know, families, all sorts of different things like that, because, you know, we're all looking for stuff to do at home, especially during the winter.
Okay.
And we also are having our book club, which will be meeting on Monday the 25th. It's called, the book is called Confessions on the 745. It's by Lisa Unger. I started reading it this weekend. Wow, it is quite a book.
What's the name of it again?
It is called Confessions on the 745. Just quite a book. And I'm only, you know, just a little bit into it because I was reading that and like, 3-4 other things and everything. But yeah, just quite a book. And so we'll be getting together to discuss this via Zoom on the 25th. And I know that's kind of short, so if you're interested in joining us, it's going to be a little tight, but maybe we can get a book in for you so that you can read it quickly and join us for our book club. Keep in mind, if you like to, you know, read books, but you don't always have a chance to get into the library, we have downloadable books. What you can do is you use your library card, and you're able to go on Libby and download different books onto your portable devices, including your cell phone, if you would so choose. So we do have a variety of different ways for you to get a hold of reading materials. And also, you know, there's audiobooks, we have DVDs, we've got magazines, we've got newspapers, we've got a little bit of everything here. So always keep those things in mind.
Okay. Well, let's move in. What are people reading, Cindy?
There are quite a few new books to kind of talk about today. There's a new Star Wars book out called Star Wars, Light of the Jedi. It's by Charles Soule. It's an installment of the High Republic series, or next installment, I should say. Neighbors by Danielle Steele is out. It's a Hollywood recluse's perspective changes when she invites her neighbors into her mansion after an earthquake. The Wife Upstairs by Rachel Hawkins is a recently arrived dog walker in a southern gated community falls for a mysterious widower. Outlawed by Anna North is that Ada, who apprentices in midwifery under her mother, must decide to if she will aid a band of outlaws who want to create a safe haven for outcast women. And then also we have The Push by Ashley Audrain. It's a devastating event forces a mother who questions her child's behavior and her own sanity to confront the truth. So lots of new fiction. And if you've got a favorite author that you're thinking about, that you're following, give us a call. We're happy to look those things up for you and let you know when their latest book is going to be coming out, because we all have our favorites that we're constantly watching, because I don't know if they ever write as fast as we read.
Right. Okay. Well, sounds like some really good new books out on the list there.
Yeah, lots of new things and more coming all the time. You know, now that we've reached the end of January, people have had their break, their Christmas break, and so now all sorts of new things are going to be popping out. So that's kind of exciting.
All right, why don't you go over once again the how to visit the Appleton Public Library and how to connect with you there, Cindy.
Sure. First off, always give us a call at 320-289-1681, because then we can give you the current information on things that are going on and happening here at the library as far as how the building is open or not. We are always here Monday and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays 10 to 7, and Saturdays 10 to 2. And so you can make an appointment or call us during any of those times to make a time to come into the library or to order materials or anything over the phone with us. And always keep those things in mind. We're trying to be as flexible as we can, because we want to get you your reading materials, and I'm sure you want to come in and take a peek at what's new and exciting.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you.
Yep. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.